Best job on the planet. It's your boy Priestley. This is Mix 106.5. We're on Friday night coming to Merriweather Post Pavilion, Lauren Daigle. And we've got your tickets, all that in just a moment. But right now, here on the phone, Lauren Daigle. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Lauren?
So far, so good. It's been a great morning. Just sitting here talking to people. How are you?
So where is here? Where are you talking to me? I am fantastic.
I am talking to you from Nashville, Tennessee. Classic. I love Nashville. I moved here about 7 years ago, and it just so happens that we had a couple of days off, so yeah, I got to come home. I'm here maybe once a month for like a day or two, so if that's called living in Nashville, that's what I do.
Well, you're killing it on the road. Congratulations on all the success. I've been getting Lauren Daigled all day today by the universe.
Oh, come on. Okay, tell me about it. How? It's
been fantastic. I heard you say on the radio, driving my children over to soccer camp this morning. On the TV, I hear you say in a trailer for this movie called Overcomer.
Oh, cool.
Right. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but I'm like, what? I'm like, wait a minute. I'm talking to Lauren today at 12:30. That's rando. And then there's just been other Lauren Daigle occurrences throughout my life. So I am so excited to be here with you.
Okay, this is amazing. You know what? Every now and then, my grandmother will call me and she'll say, Lauren, I'm just having one of those days where you're with me everywhere I go. And she'll say, I kid you not, I woke up this morning, the first thing I do is turn on the radio, getting out of bed, and your song will be there. So you must be hanging out with my grandmother, because that happens a lot to her as well.
I think we are kindred spirits, and I mean, that's something that I just adore about you. You know, we're all about pop music here for Mix 106.5 in Baltimore, and you say crossed over, and we all agree. We say Lauren Daigle is the bomb diggity. My neighbor, Anessa and Brian, years ago, they like, they're like, Priest, we know you do Top 40, but there's this artist we love. Her name is Lauren Daigle, and she's got this voice that you just, and I was like, I listened then, and when the song You Say came, I ran across the street. I'm like, Anessa, Brian, it's happening.
Oh my God.
So.
Oh my God.
We love you.
Well, you go to your neighbors and you just give them a big old hug and a fat kiss on the cheek, because that's what we would do in Louisiana. You tell them, I said, thank you.
Done and done. I got to tell you, because Friday night, you're coming here. You're going to be at Merriweather Post Pavilion. It's in Columbia, Maryland, which is absolutely where I live. That's my neighborhood. And they're freaked out because they're like, they're in Myrtle Beach on vacation. They're like, no.
Oh, no. So. No, that's the worst. I was going to say, oh, maybe they can come back and I can just give them a quick hug.
You know, and hey, another time, another place, everything's meant to be for reasons, right?
Right. That is so right. Well, and they're probably soaking up the sun, so that's not a bad gig either, I promise.
Truth.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for just welcoming the music and honestly seeing what it's doing. It just blows my mind. I think there's not a moment where I'm just like, not a little stunned and just overwhelmed and overjoyed at the stories and the people that come in and bring, you know, pieces of who they are into each song. It's just really, really amazing. So thank you. And I just have one question for you. How old are your children? You said soccer camp. That's fun.
Yes, yes. I've got twins who are 10. Their big brother is just turned 12. It's crazy times.
Wow. So you are a very bored man.
I don't know what that means, Lauren. You as well don't know boredom. You know, here you are taking a few days off and you're talking to us. What do you do to replenish? Like, what do you like to do to chill, to just have fun?
Yes, I am a sucker for friendships.
I love it.
So I love just meeting up with my friends. This week we've had such a good time. One of my background vocalists, it was her birthday. And so she had a huge party. She just turned 40. So she had a Gatsby party And my friends from Louisiana flew in to come to her party, and we had so much fun. Like, it was nonstop. And we actually, like, legit head to toe dressed up for this thing. So I think, honestly, just celebrating.
I love
celebrating
it.
Celebrating, it's so important. I was reading this article the other day about Mariska Hargitay, and she said that she was the girl from Law & Order.
I know.
SVU.
Love. Yep, yep, yep.
Love her. So she said, I celebrate everything. Like, when the magazine, like, went in to interview her, they were laughing because she had balloons everywhere. And actually, this is so random. While I just said that, I walked into my living room and forgot that I have balloons hanging on.
I got goosebumps.
But she said, I always have balloons. Every week, we get a new order of balloons to celebrate something. There's always something in life to celebrate.
Love it.
If you're looking for it. And so I was like, she and I would get along very well because that is the name of this girl's game. I love being with people. I love, another thing I do to replenish is just go on a walk or get out in nature.
Love it.
Find a place to kind of refresh your mind and pray and just get still for a little bit. I think that's really, really healthy as well.
Kind of just block out everything and focus on what was bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I love doing that.
I am 100% with you, which brings me to your latest video, Rescue. Now, you couldn't be in the middle of nowhere more than where you were in Alaska on that glacier. What was that like? You must have been, if that's something you enjoy, what an experience.
What an experience. It was wild. They would helicopter us in to every location. So we stayed at this little place in Palmer, Alaska, and then we would jump in a helicopter, and then they would helicopter us to the glacier. And the thing that was so crazy is when we were there, I was like, there's no way that this helicopter is going to land on that. I am so curious as to how this is going to happen because it was so jagged and so intense. And I was like, how are they going to find a spot? Like, I'm really curious. Well, what I realized was as they said, we know that looks like it's just some jagged piece of ice, but that is actually, that piece is like the size of a football field.
Wow.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what in the world? This is nuts. So the perspective was so obscure. I loved it though. I really did. It was just breathtaking. Every moment was like, I would find myself just sitting and staring and thinking, what is going to be the result of people seeing this? Like, I hope that this is captured in such a way that people can understand the gravity of these words, that they can understand the gravity of, you know, this view and this, the emotion that it got a hold of. I mean, it took every member of the team being there and seeing it and just to be so in awe and so profound. It really meant so much that they were able to come. And so I just remember thinking, I hope that as people sit and watch this, that they feel like they're here. Like, not like they're watching a video, but that the emotion we were able to get a hold of and the feeling that we were able to embark upon is the same one that they feel firsthand.
You nailed it.
Oh, thank you. It's just, it was so beautiful.
It is.
It was so hopeful.
I'm going to link the video to our conversation. It's amazing, the drone footage, the beauty, the majesty, and you are like lost. You're just this one little person. It's like, oh my goodness. It's so amazing. So definitely everybody check out Rescue. And I know we're running out of time, Lauren, but I just have one last question, and it is about the music.
Oh, yeah.
You have some of the best choral background singers. Who are these people? And where did you find them? There I bow.
Wow. I'm going to tell them this because they are going to be so, so happy. So, crazy story. I was sitting at this coffee shop in, or like restaurant in Nashville. And there, it was like the indoor-outdoor kind of seating. So we were sitting on the outside where it's like this high top that faces, like it's like a ledge that faces over into the street. Okay.
Right on.
So we see these people walking by, and I notice one of them. I'm like, oh, hey, Kevin. He used to play the upright bass in my jazz set. And he was the sweetest guy, is the sweetest guy, maybe. And with him, he had a friend, and her name was Imani. And I said, hey, Imani, I'm Lauren. You know, she was kind of like, yeah, good to meet you, you know, just kind. And then she realized that I was just like, wait, I know who you are. Because she is a part of this, like, group of singers that sings around Nashville. Like, they do a lot of BGVs on records and different things like that. And so I was like, girl, you sing? She's like, yeah, I sing with Cece Winans. I said, okay, I would love if you know anyone that is interested in doing, like, background vocals on the road. Like, if you could put a group together, I mean, that would just be insane. I would love it. So, fast forward, we hold auditions. I get one of the girls, Lizzie Morgan. She walks in, and I'm like, I don't even know who she is. I don't even know how she sounds, but that's my girl right there. She starts singing. I was like, done.
I love it.
Do anything else. And then so Lizzie, we got from the audition, and the other people that were there had a Disney thing came up, and so they dropped out of the audition. And so we needed two more spots filled. And I remember we got two other people, worked out for a season, but they had another gig going on. And I grabbed my producer. I said, I met this girl. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I met this girl on the street. And I was eating, and I just had a connection with her. Oh. And I got her number, and I know it was like 5 months ago, but I just have a feeling like that's our girl. I just have a feeling. And sure enough, we called her, and she came and sang on like one of these background tracks that we were working on. And yeah, the rest is history. So it's Devin Folks, Imani Wilkins, and Lizzie Morgan, and they are my girls.
Well, brava, like, team.
By myself. Yeah, they're amazing. Amazing. I love them. And I'm going to tell them that you asked about them, because that'll make them feel so special.
It's just all part of the sauce. Your voice is amazing. Your energy, your inspiration. We love you. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Daigle going to be here Friday night. And the pavilion sold out. But we got lawn seats still available. And Lauren, we're going to give away. We're giving away tickets as well all day on Thursday. So you know what? You got to get in there. This is going to be a party Friday night. I can't wait to have you here.
I can't wait either. You're going to get to hear those girls sing all night, too. So there you go. Double bonus.
It's going to be a party. It's going to be awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Lauren, thank you again. Check out all the awesome music. Again, Merriweather Post Pavilion. Look up Childs out now. And I see you also got 6 nominations for the Dove Awards. Congrats on that. Best of luck with everything, Lauren.
Thank you so much. We'll chat soon. I'll see y'all very soon.
That's a plan. Keep in touch. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Daigle, Mix 106.5. Thank you again.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day. You're amazing.